This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and a presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating immigration and customs enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall, opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auctions says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing water. waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there, not to mention all our past interviews. Because we're givers, they are there for your liking and your use. So download, share them with your friends, your neighbors, get the word out. But thank you. It's all there, right there at the website. Bill Duino joins us now. Bill has got a most fascinating background here. He's a widely published author. Has written extensively on history, culture, and politics, who specializes in the Catholic Church's longtime struggle against Nazism, communism, and other serious dangers to Christianity. His work has been cited by many leading historians, the New York Times, the Vatican newspaper as well. Bill, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir, for asking me to be on the program. Nice to be back.
Well, good to have you here. And right off the bat, of course, lots of news over the weekend regarding the Catholic Church and the Pope's response. Some are calling for his resignation. What say you?
I don't think he should resign, certainly not at the moment. However, the charges that have been made by the former Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Vigano, are very serious and need to be carefully examined. The Pope was asked about these on the papal plane ride back from Ireland to Rome, and unfortunately, in my opinion, he kind of dodged the issue. He said, I'm not going to comment on it. And when he was asked specifically whether he, as Vigano has testified, that he was told in June, I believe, of 2013, all about McCarrick and his background and the scandals, whether or not he was told about him, yes or no, the Pope didn't answer the question. Which I think makes the Pope look bad. Now, it doesn't mean the Pope is guilty, and it may mean that he was, he's concerned that if he says something not precise, he might be contradicted, or who knows. I do think they need to be investigated, and also we shouldn't assume everything Vigano says just because he says it, but he's a man that I've been told is very credible. Now, he himself, a lot of people are now trying to poke holes in what he says and are saying he himself may have been involved in some things that he shouldn't be doing. That all may be true. So I think everyone, both the Pope and Vigano, should be investigated carefully. But the question is, who's going to do it? I'm hoping there will be independent-minded Catholics who are fair, as well as some people, at least in the press, you often can't trust the press, that will bring out the facts. This is what happened, by the way, in the Chilean scandals. At first, the Pope defended a bishop who was absolutely guilty, and then he was forced, because of what came out in the press and from independent Catholic investigations, to admit he was wrong and to apologize and so forth. So let's have a similar occurrence hopefully happen again. Everyone be fair, but whoever is guilty here, they have to be held responsible. And that would include even the Pope, if, and that's a big if he is indeed guilty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and to your point here, you would have thought that the Catholic Church, because of what they went through earlier, would have done everything they could to, you know, while the body was opened up, let's just get everything
all in the open. You know, let's have a rather hearty and heartfelt confession on this and deal with it. But it seems that it's almost like we're approaching this, or the Catholic Church might be as an institution approaching this in kind of a Band-Aid removal type process, as opposed to just, hey, look, let's just open this up. So obviously something has not been revealed, quite possibly, that allows this to come back into, you know, into the marketplace to be discussed once again.
There's no question what you say is true, and I think one of the sad reasons is because many of the people who were responsible for the cover-up or who knew about McCarrick and so on are still active and in power. A lot of these people have not been held responsible, and or even if they're in retirement, they don't want to expose themselves. And so you're right. They think it's all going to go away. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse. There needs to be an independent investigation of the entire church. And it's really sad. It'll shake the church. But in the end, if the truth does come out, it'll be all the better. But you're right, though.
Right.
By allowing these things to come out in bits and pieces, or by giving these half denials, ambiguous responses, it's only making the matters worse. The Vatican is not helping matters here, and I have to say, even the Pope, even if we were to assume he's entirely innocent, which would be a large assumption of all these things, we already know he was wrong about Chile, and I say that as someone who has praised Pope in the past about on the good things he has done, but when he's wrong, he's wrong. By not addressing this fully and comprehensively and calling for an independent investigation, they're making the entire church, or the church's leaders, are making a very serious error. It has to be done.
Kind of ironic, don't you think about it, Bill, when you consider, you know, foundational to the church is the idea of confession and forgiveness. You know, and it's like they're for the sake of, wanting to cover, you know, their back ends on all this stuff, they're leaving themselves open to this controversy instead of walking out their faith. I mean, you know, the Catholic Church has taught us from day one the importance of confession, you know, God's ability to forgive and his eagerness to forgive. And here they have a chance to really demonstrate to the world, you know, foundational principles of the Catholic Church. And because they're ignoring what it is that they've taught for so many years and what they say they believe in, they've got a mess on their hands.
Bill, you're absolutely correct. The tragedy is all the principles and the truth of our faith, we know are truth, they're timeless, they will be true until the end of time and the final judgment. The tragedy is the failure of so many Catholics, including Catholic bishops, at times even popes, to live up to the Catholic teachings. And by failing to do that, they're guilty of, let's face it, hypocrisy. Not just hypocrisy, but hypocrisy of an astounding degree and betrayal of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, in saying this, I want to admit, I myself am imperfect. We're all imperfect. We're all sinners.
Yes.
But that's why we have to be very conscious of our sinfulness before God and throw ourselves before the mercy of God and do everything we can to reform our lives on a daily basis. Don't forget, you know, the devil goes about like a lion seeking to destroy, as the gospel tells us. So we have to be conscious every single day. One thing the Pope has said that other popes, even before him, have not said enough, at least in modern times, is the reality and danger of the devil. But that is true right now, and I think the Pope Francis, if he was smart, would follow his own advice and look at what's going on all around him, because all of this can only be described as demonic.
Yes, exactly. And Bill, as you say, because we, you know, we ourselves are imperfect and have sinned and fallen short, this is why the institutions themselves have to be held to such a higher standard because of what they represent. I mean, it's one thing if it's an individual that sins, you know, the impact is not quite so critical, but this is where the demonic comes in. If the demonic can come in and destroy an institution like the Catholic Church, of course, we've been told, and we believe this to be the case because Jesus himself said that the church was established with such authority and strength so that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So, but, you know, if ever the gates of hell and you know, Satan thought there was an opportunity, it would be right now, would it not?
Yes, that's true. And also, I always, when people bring that up, they're absolutely correct to quote our Lord, the gates of hell, we know, will not prevail. And ultimately, there will at least be some Catholics, or at least one on earth, that will still be faithful. But I will say this, though. He never said that the gates of hell would not make huge inroads.
Right, exactly.
He never And he actually also said, will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? Which is a searing warning that we never hear of in many pulpits today. Will the Son of Man find faith when he returns? So he's warning us that there will be terrible betrayals and terrible apostasy in the end times and even before then. So in any event, you're absolutely correct. But you get back to your...
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Back with you as promised, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, William Duino is with us, widely published author who has written extensively on history, culture, and politics, and specializes in the Catholic Church's longtime struggle against Nazism, communism, and other serious dangers to Christianity. Bill, I want you to pick up where we left off before the break.
Well, we were talking about the terrible tragedy of the Catholic Church failing to live up to its own teachings and what that is doing to the Church's own credibility and its witness on behalf of Christ to the world. Think about the average person who might, or the average Catholic, who might be a sort of, fallen away Catholic, but thinking about going back to his faith, or someone who is interested in the Church. What is going through their mind now when they see these horrific scandals, a very prominent official accusing the Pope of knowing about it, and the Pope giving a kind of unclear, ambiguous response, and basically saying, go and find out yourself. By the way, remember the president, be careful what you wish for, because you remember the presidential candidate Gary Hart said,
yes.
They were asking him about whether he had had affairs. He said, go yourself and check, as if they wouldn't find anything. Well, they did find something. And we found a lot of things about the Pope, what he said was unfortunately not true about Chile, which he has since apologized for. So be careful what you ask for. But in any event, to get back to what I was saying, just think about all those souls who are in the balance right now, who are yearning for the truth, and the Catholic Church is failing them. It's failing them because it's not putting on the face of Christ and acting like Christ as it should. Now, that's not true of all Catholics. There are many wonderful Catholics, and they're trying to get the message to the Pope and to those in power to reform. Whether they will succeed or not, at least anytime soon, we don't know. All we can do is pray and do our own best to uncover the truth in as fair a manner as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about one set of gates, the gates of hell. We're also told in Scripture that, Bill, that the gates of heaven suffer violence, and the righteous take it by storm. And the gates of heaven are these institutions as well that are being under attack. And it is up to the righteous to take a stand, against this. Again, understanding God's compassion, but with God's compassion comes God's justice as well. And when things need to be judged, they need to be judged.
Yes, and let's give credit, though, to all those Catholic priests and bishops and cardinals who have, in fact, spoken out and who have had the courage, to be whistleblowers and who have, been able to withstand the hatred and the vitriol coming from the secular press and even from their own liberal Catholics against them for speaking truth to power. I'm reminded of the great Catholic philosopher Dietrich von Hildebrand, who wrote extensively about the post-conciliar chaos and about the betrayals. They just republished some of his essays. One of them, a book is called The Charitable Anathema. His point was that it is charitable to condemn evil because you save people and you bring them back to the truth when you do so. It's not, I think his wife, who's still living, and she's a great friend of mine, Dr. Alice von Hildebrand, has told me, the three words that he always thought could endanger people's salvation is don't be negative. Don't be negative, because sometimes we have to be negative in the sense of criticizing evil, because if we don't, people will fall off the cliff and fall right into evil. So
exactly.
Anyway, I just wanted to
And as you say, Bill, I mean, for the sake of Christians who and Catholics that want to come back to the Church, some that are sitting on the fence, or some having reason to leave the Church when these things happen and are mishandled. They're just not strong enough to defend the faith, and I'm not even sure that it's their responsibility, other than to be in pursuit of truth and pray for, for God's wisdom and God's insight into this, and boldness that is going to be required, not only from the Church leadership, but from the followers as well, because, this is tough. It's like, here, being a Catholic, it's like, oh my gosh, here we go again. What is going on here?
You're absolutely right in everything you say, but let me say there's one source that we can draw upon that's an unfailing source of strength for me, and I know for many other Catholics, and that is the witness and the lives of the saints. You go back and you read all of what the great saints have done under fierce persecution, including those who have lived under communism, under fierce threat. They have witnessed to God. They have witnessed to the point of death. They have spoken the truth. So we must not just look at the terrible scandals and do everything we can to eradicate them and prevent them and to expose them, but we also have to draw strength from the fact and our knowledge, by studying Catholic history and knowing that, yes, there were plenty of evildoers and sinners. We're all sinners. But there were also those who, though sinful themselves at times, rose and reformed themselves and became tremendous Catholics and witnesses to the truth. So I think that when we study the and a sense of hope, because they lived in times sometimes as bad, if not worse, than ours. And they were allowed to still, if not turn around the situation, bring people back to the church. So that is one source we can draw upon in these very times of serious crisis.
Well, the other thing, too, to your point, is that, lest we forget, God is sovereign. This is no big surprise to God. God's in control, and God's will be done, and that's what we need to be in agreement on, and this is what confession is all about. First of all, we agree with God, how God sees things. The other thing is that we really drench this in prayer. We need to be continuously in prayer over this, that the voices of truth will rise up, that there will be boldness to deal with this issue once and for all because of the damage, not only that's been done in the past, but more importantly, is the glory that lies ahead. Right, Bill?
Bill, you could not have said it better. And let us not forget, our Lord himself said, we can move mountains with our faith if we pray. You know, people, I've heard Christians, they don't take that seriously, Bill. They don't take our own, they are Christian, they go to church, but if you bring it up to them about any crisis, why don't you pray? They kind of sort of like shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, yeah, what good has that ever done? Well, why don't they find? Why don't, you know, sometimes I think it's like there's not 10 just men, the percentage-wise speaking, in America, there's not enough prayer going on that could reverse the situation, not just here, but in our entire church. We need to believe in the power of prayer and not just think it's just happened in hundreds of years ago or that saints are affected with it. We have to believe in our Lord's own words. You know, ask me anything in my name and I shall do it. People don't take Christians who claim to be Christians don't take our own Lord's words seriously. They should.
Yes. And the fact is, Bill, it's because they don't pray. You know, you do that which you experience and you draw benefit from. If you are not experiencing powerful, effective prayer in your life, then when you're asked to pray, it's go, well, why should I bother? And that's the sad thing is, you know, Satan, the culture, you know, the whole enchilada has deafened the ears and the authority and power of praying saints because we're just not seeing, you know, people are not seeing the benefit of prayer. Well, so if they don't see the benefit of prayer, it tells me two things. Well, right off the bat, it tells me they're probably not praying. The other thing is maybe they just need to ask God for eyes to see, because sometimes we pray for things that are so far out there that we don't see. We may not even see in our lifetime, but you won't even have the faith to pray for things in the long term if you're not seeing something affected in the short term. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. And if you think about it, it's not only a scandal, it's a tragedy that if you think about the fact that we cannot even exist or breathe second by second unless we would have our own Lord's support behind us. It's
yes.
Insanity not to give everything that we can give to our Lord and take a lot of time each day for prayer. You know, I think it was Father Peyton, the famous Catholic priest, who said, the family that prays together stays together. And that's also true of individuals. The family, a person who goes to confession and prays often will receive the graces that is necessary to live a strong life. Our Lord and the church is assurance of that, but they're not accessing the very thing that they can strengthen themselves, strengthen our society. They're
exactly.
They're too involved in sports, and I love sports myself. They're too involved on their iPhone. They're too involved in watching cable television. All those things are okay in modest proportions, provided they're wholesome material. But you have to put aside, first and foremost, time for God each and every day. We need to pray and pray like never before, especially.
Especially now when the war is on. I mean, we are in a battle and you're going to get, you know, easily taken over if you're not warriored up, as they would say. William Duino, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. I look forward to having you back because we have so much more to discuss. Bill is a widely published author, has written extensively, as I mentioned, on history, culture, and politics on the Catholic Church. Bill, thank you as always. Appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Katie Yoder is with us. She's the Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters. Katie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm in Hawaii. I mean, how great can that be? As long as the hurricane stays away from us, but you know, right now it is particularly gorgeous, and we're seeing rainbows and all kinds of just great sights. You know, it's typical Hawaiian Island kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm jealous. Over here in Virginia, it's just rainy.
but hey, look, there's some nice days to look forward to. I know what it's like in Virginia as well. Hey, I want to talk to you about this poll that came out that reveals that women are rejecting abortion, feminism, and the media. Tell us about that, if you would.
Right. So this is a fascinating poll because it goes against the media's narrative of young women. But CBS and Refinery 29, those two news outlets teamed up with YouGov for a poll of young millennial women. They were the ages of 18 to 35, and they talked about, it surveyed the young women on these issues, and it found that young millennial women are rejecting unrestricted abortion. They're refusing to identify as feminists, and they don't trust the media. So some of the more shocking numbers are that only 28% of young women in this country want abortion legal in all cases. So in other words, that means that 72% of them are likely in favor of some kind of abortion restriction. And that's a huge number that you don't hear about in the media.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't squash that number again. I mean, with CBS and Refinery 21, but particularly CBS having control of this. But, you know, this really points to something that I think we've been seeing that has been the trajectory, particularly with millennial women. And that is, as I often tell my kids, experience defines preference. And I believe the women of today have seen what has happened with their parents and maybe even their grandparents, and they're starting to connect the dots in such a way to say, you know, I'm not comfortable with this abortion issue, especially what they would probably consider was what they did back when Roe v. Wade was first introduced. And that was the idea that, you know, for those very rare exceptions when, lives were being threatened or there was a rape or, you know, some incest that was involved, you know, a very, very small minority of, potential abortion considerations, which today, you know, represents what, maybe 1% of the abortions that are taking place. So you got 98% of the abortions almost seeming to be done as a result of maybe convenience or gender choice or wrong timing, wrong guy, whatever, but for all the wrong reasons, not for that very, very minority of reason that really kind of opened the door to Roe v. Wade.
I think that's a very good point. And young women, this poll also found that less than half of young women are worried that access to abortion will become more restricted. And that's surprising because in the media, especially today, a lot of media figures are worried, talk about how they're worried about that happening because of Roe v. Wade becoming overturned with the new Supreme Court seat opened up. It's very telling that young women aren't buying into this, and they aren't going for abortion. They aren't identifying as feminists. And you don't hear this from the networks like CBS. They so often talk about women's rights. Mm-hmm. They talk about abortion as women's health care, assuming that women are in line with this. But young women just aren't, and this poll by the media shows that.
Are you surprised by that they're no longer, holding on to feminism per se? Did that surprise you a bit?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I often write about feminism and how the media treats it in the culture department here at Newsbusters. Mm-hmm. And I often see, while the feminist movement and feminists in the media often claim to advance and champion all women, they regularly exclude conservative women, pro-life women, women who just disagree with the feminist movement. And earlier this year, one good example is Guardian columnist Jessica Valenti. She's a feminist. She came out with a New York Times article called The Myth of Conservative Feminism, and she accused conservative women of appropriating feminist rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And some other examples are, the Women's March that's happened here in Washington, D.C. these past couple of years. Pro-life women have wanted to be a part of that Women's March, but they've been rejected repeatedly. The first year that it happened after the presidential election, pro-life groups led by women, they applied to be partners, and they were initially approved, and then there was such a backlash from feminists that the Women's March said this was an accident, this was a mistake, we're uninviting pro-life groups from the Women's March. So the feminist movement, in other words, basically it says it's championing all women, but really it's excluding women that disagree with the movement.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the numbers of conservative women out there who want to identify with women's issues, and rightfully so, but if the feminist camp is kicking them out of the tent, then where do they go?
Right. And so, I think that's why in this poll found that 54% of millennial women don't identify as feminists. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like the feminist movement speaks for them. And so I think that means that, the feminist movement really needs to either rethink the feminist movement and change it and what it stands for, or conservative women need to kind of start their own movement. So, it's hard to know what exactly should be the next step here, but it's clear that the feminist movement isn't speaking to young women and what young women are rejecting it in return.
Well, it seems to me that it would portend maybe not the total extinction of feminism, but maybe an opportunity for them to redefine themselves. But more importantly, as you mentioned, Katie, and that is for conservative women to define themselves and to make sure that there is that differential, because how do you homogenize the very heart and soul of feminism with conservatism? I think that's a clash that's
right.
It makes it almost impossible to come together.
Right, it is. I mean, they stand for different things, especially today's feminist movement. It's going in the opposite direction of conservative women.
Right.
But, I think even if they don't want conservative women or want to exclude them, they should at least listen to their arguments and consider what they're saying about different issues. I think, diversity of thought is part of what makes America great, and welcoming opinions right. you don't agree with, and starting a conversation. But the feminist movement and feminists in the media just seem to want to shut down that conversation.
Well, by their actions, they definitely have become weaponized. And if you don't go along with their echo chamber, then you're not invited to the reindeer games. You're on the outside looking in. The other surprising number here as we wrap things up, because we've only got about a minute left here, Katie, was only 7% trust the media. I mean, that to me ought to be an alarming number for the media to consider.
Right. And, maybe that's because the media don't represent these young women. They talk about women and what women want and women's rights, including that include abortion, and that just doesn't reflect these young women. And I think that they can see the media don't reflect them. So I think that just contributes to the whole problem.
The other thing is, I think the media ought to be surprised. Women have a brain. They're smarter than that. They're not going to buy into
yes.
all the lies and deception. And last time I checked, Katie, the women can't handle the truth, can't they?
Oh, my goodness.
Does that open up a whole nother thing? Absolutely, without a doubt. Well, we'll leave it right there. She's the Associate Culture Editor for Newsbusters, Katie Yoder, on Bill Martinez Live. Katie, thank you so much. Appreciate the reporting. Good job.
Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Bob Waliszewski. Yes, the one, the only. He is back from all his traveling and meanderings, and it's good to have Robert back with us. Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. Hey, Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, speaking of traveling, it's you that's been the world traveler here, a little Hawaii jaunt to see your daughter and family over in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
And hurricane time. I mean,
just in time.
That way.
Really. I mean, the first time in 22 years, Bob, we've experienced a hurricane here. Well, we've been in Hawaii. Go figure. And, of course, we leave hurricane season from Florida and just to find one here in Hawaii. So go figure.
But, well, I'm glad you told me off mic that it turned out to be just a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind, and it wasn't a traumatic experience for you, which I'm glad. And it sounds like a lot of Hawaii, thank the Lord, missed the bullet, and that's a good thing. So,
although there's some people on the Big Island that wouldn't think that they missed their bullet.
You know, with the 40 inches of rain, there's some people there that definitely experienced some major damage and suffering, and God bless them. But we all know it could have been so much worse.
Exactly, but all is well, and we've got you and I have got things to talk about. Thank God our families are fine. Your daughter, once again, manages to leave Hawaii right before. You know what's going to happen is the Weather Service is going to start looking to her to see where she's at.
It's true. It somehow it works out that she heads out for a trip. I mean, everybody has to vacation, and even when you live in Hawaii, where do you go to vacation? Well, she and some girlfriends ended up going to Mexico to swim with whale sharks for a few days. So what a cool thing! And but she missed most of the action, and her roommates, I texted them to say, hey, how's the house and how are things? And they said a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, but we're doing fine. So anyways, talk movies.
Well, no, wait a minute. I mean, because our audience, our family listeners are going, wait a minute, she leaves Hawaii, avoids an earthquake, but goes swims with sharks. I mean, the girl.
Well, it's kind of a misnomer. They are sharks, but they eat plankton.
Oh, okay.
So if people aren't aware, whale sharks are one of the largest creatures on God's green earth or blue blue ocean, and but they're very docile because they eat plankton, and you don't have to worry about being bit or eaten by. There are several places in the world where you can actually swim with them, and Mexico off the island of Cancun, or off off the island of Cozumel, Island de Mujeres or something like that. I'm messing that up. Pronounced is actually where they were, and so they got a chance to do. I saw some pictures on Facebook. Haven't chatted with her yet. She gets back in a couple of days. I'm anxious to hear her. So.
Yeah, well, good deal. And then on top of that, she worked out a deal with the Mexican government. Looks like some of the trade issues are going to be resolved.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had quite the adventure, hasn't she?
NAFTA. Yes. She did all that.
Hey, just for fun. Hey, let's talk movies. Axel, what do you got to tell us about Axel?
It was a. It came in number 9 at the box office with a 2.9 million take on close to 2,000 screens. Very pathetic opening financially, but deservedly so movie-wise. It's a PG-rated movie about a late teen, maybe he's 20-something, motocross rider who discovers a robotic dog that the military had been working on. He bonds with this robotic dog, and the military want it back, even willing to kill him and his girlfriend to get it. It's like, oh yeah, like that would ever happen. It's a story that was not told well. It was a poorly written account. It hardly worked for me. And from a family perspective, although they throttled back in the language and sensuality department, it just it had some drinking that was even applauded by a couple of parents in there. Disappointed for that. I suppose we could give it a 3 out of 5, but it just was a waste of time, Axel. And by the way, Bill, this one did not screen in advance for the press, which is typically, and I've said this before, and people who are longtime listeners know what I'm about to say, when it doesn't screen in advance, it's typically the studio's way of keeping a lid on getting the negative reviews out. And in fact, I checked out Rotten Tomatoes, and I see that it had a mere 26% likability among critics, which means that most of the movie critics were just like me, thought it was a waste of time.
Exactly. Well, there we have that one. And then, of course, the other one I want to talk to you about, we interviewed Michael W. Smith and Plum about the movie Beautifully Broken.
That one gets no movie critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience score is very high with a 97%. And I'm in that 97%. I like this film a lot, but quite frankly, no one showed up to the movie theater to see it. It made somewhere in the neighborhood of 600,000, and yet it was on 651 screens across the United States. That's a very poor showing for a very good movie. It tells three stories. It begins in the 1994 Rwandan genocide and a family trying to get away from machete-wielding, gun-wielding soldiers, and miraculously do. And a second family involves another Rwandan family, the husband of which who helped them escape in another situation. And then finally, a family in Nashville, Tennessee, who sponsor a Rwandan girl who happens to be the daughter of one of those families. And they all their lives come together by the end of the movie. And, Bill, I shed some tears, I think maybe three times watching this film. I love the film.
I do too.
But I was very disappointed that it didn't do better. And I think it's not in reference to the film itself. It's just the fact that most people in the circles that would go see this film were totally unaware the film even existed.
Exactly.
Which, you have to just chalk that up to something else besides a poor film. People just didn't know. They would go, I think, if they had heard the buzz, but they hadn't heard any buzz about it.
Yeah, I think it was greatly underpromoted, like you. I was disappointed with these numbers because I saw a screening last week of this movie, and I was impressed. I thought, wow, this is really in a great story, based on a true story, right?
It is based based on a true story, and that makes it all the more powerful. Hopefully this next weekend we'll actually see those numbers rise, but what will happen is a bunch of those 651 theaters are going to knock it out just because it did so poorly opening weekend. I think they could, if they would just hold on and give it a chance for one more week, I think those who did see it will help spread the word and say, hey, you got to check it out. It's worth seeing.
Yeah, they got to promote it. I mean, there wasn't much promotion on that, was it?
Well, even me, I mean, you have to think, you know, I'm a faith-based movie critic. There's not a whole lot of us out there. And typically when a faith-based film comes out, I'm getting phone calls and emails. Hey, Bob, would you see my movie? Hey, I'll send you a link and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's nice that they do that. I appreciate the many studios doing that for me. But with this one, I actually had to chase it down myself and go, hey, can I get a screening of this?
Yes.
There weren't the leadership screenings in advance that we're used to seeing where they go after pastors and ministry leaders to help get the word out and people that focus on the family and such. So I don't know if they just ran out of money and said, well, let's just see what happens. But what happened wasn't really good.
No, and disappointing. And like you said, I agree with you. The movie's too good for people to miss out on it and for it to be underattended like this. And, of course, you know, this is the tough thing. I think that maybe sometimes when people, you know, come into the faith-based movie genre, they think, okay, well, we got churches and that sort of thing. But whatever plan they used, it just did not seem to work. Because, as you said, the buzz was not there for it. And, like, you know, and it's just the movie's too good for it to be getting these kind of results.
I've seen it several times in the faith community, where it's this philosophy: if I build it, they will come. Meaning, if I make a movie, you know, faith-based folks they'll show up. But faith-based folks have to know about it to show
that's
up,
right.
And that's what
right.
happened. They just didn't know. I promise you, in my church yesterday, if I had had a chance to get to the front to ask that question, how many of you have heard of a movie called Beautifully Broken? May I see your hands?
Right.
I have a feeling it'd been maybe 1% of my church congregation would have raised their hands. 99% would have looked and said, never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Yes. Wow. Well, let's talk. What else is going on with Clark Kent?
Rich Asians grabbed the number one spot for 2 weeks in a row. They're saying that a lot of the Asian community has been very supportive of this film. It didn't hardly take a loss. Mostly movies in their second week take a significant downslide. This one took just a small downslide. It was a mixed bag for me. There were some things I really, really liked. I thought of it as a Cinderella for the Asian community, but a film that I liked in many, many respects. But it just had enough innuendo and enough some language stuff that it just wasn't one that I could highly recommend. It could have been a better. Meg came in at number two. You know, we've seen that huge shark. You know, talk about whale sharks
right.
at the top of the program. But this one's a real shark. Or not? It actually went extinct. But in this movie, we find out it hasn't been extinct. And of course, big sharks did very well overseas. And this film has gone on to make $100 million already in the U.S. And I believe I saw a number of 300 and some change million overseas as well. And I knew that would happen. Big dinosaurs do well overseas, and big sharks do well. And I knew it was going to happen.
Well, there it is. We got to call it a wrap and leave it there until next week. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture, and PluggedIn.com is where you want to go for all the information. Robert, as always, appreciate you being with us.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DV Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give?